We're talking now with Tristan Hayes of Atlantic Boys Golf here on KSOM as he helps the Trojans to a conference championship, finishes second in losing in the playoff to his teammate. But Tristan, I'm sure you kind of share the conference title with Hudson. You both shoot 76. How are you feeling after your round today?
I'm feeling pretty good. Fought through a lot of adversity and kept my head high and finished with a good score for the team.
Yeah, 76 for you. You say you fought adversity. What were some of the adversity you had to face out there on the course?
Just kind of greens are super tricky at Crescent's course. Just very inconsistent. Not much advantage getting from any of the greens out there. But just I had a 3-putt and then topped one of my drives into the water and ended up making double on a hole. So that was just kind of had to fight back from that, but.
Well, those doubles and those toppers ain't good, but you overcame that. Is when you finish a round, do you mostly remember the bad shots instead of the good ones?
Not really. I'm definitely thinking about those bad shots, thinking how I can improve situations like that. But then again, in golf, it's just so up and down. You can play really well for a long stretch and then all of a sudden out of nowhere just not hit the best shot. It's just kind of all about focusing on what's next and what you can do to gain something back.
Well, you gave me a low light today. What about a highlight? What was one of your better shots or better holes out there today?
Coming down the stretch, I think I had 4 holes left and needed to get a stroke back to get back to where Hudson was at 4 over, and had a 60-yard shot into a green on a par 4 and about holed out. Mm-hmm. Had like a 2-foot putt left for birdie and made that, and that kind of got my momentum on all those last couple holes going, so that was good.
Well, I'll keep you coming back for the next round. How do you feel about how your game has just kind of been going throughout the season?
It's been going well. I've had some things here and there that haven't made me too pleased with myself, but other than that, I'm really happy with where I'm at right now. I'm happy with where the team's at. Everyone played well today. We're looking good heading into the postseason here, so I'm super excited for what we can do.
Yeah, and you kind of partially answered my next question, but I'll ask it anyway. In terms of just how do you feel, what's been the key for this team, just top to bottom? And sometimes, you know, when somebody shoots a bad score, somebody else shoots a good score. You know, there really is no number one golfer, it seems like, on this team.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the best thing you can have as a golf team. When you can have that depth on your team where your one can go out and have the best score one day, and then the very next round, your 5 can go out and have the best score. And I think that's definitely been one of our big perks this year, is that we've had that depth to where we can count on those other scores to come in and hold us to that same height.
Well, congratulations for you. You tied for first place and finished in second on a playoff. And best of luck to you and as you continue right along here as you get ready for the playoffs. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Tristan Hayes of Atlantic Golf with us here on KSOM.